Pathway of Peace, Pools of Reflection, Week 6, Day 40. Advance with New Strength. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 12 to 13. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the fields will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the pine tree, and instead of the briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign which will not be destroyed. Thoughtful reflection. You have walked this pathway of peace for 40 days, and you need to know that you've started on a path that can last forever. You will go out with joy and be led forth in peace continually. God has done a new work of imparting confidence and strength into your life. You have altered your lifestyle and learnt to rest and absorb His peace rather than carry your cares. You have trained your ear to recognise the sound of your Father's voice and practice cultivating a deeper level of security in your life. You have taught yourself to ignore the distractions that quickly divert your attention from your godly calling. You understand the battleground of your mind and know how to win the war more frequently. So now it is time for you to go forth in a new season, anchored in His love and equipped with new strength. You're ready to step out with joy and be led forth with peace. Let the Holy Spirit open your eyes anew to see the world around you, celebrating your freedom. Creation loves to watch the children of God step out into their destiny, free from all their pain. Expect to see breakthrough in your relationships with people of work. Where you have known betrayal and wounding of the thorn bush in the past, now you will watch strong pine trees of protection grow. Where your life has been caught in the briars of worry and anxiety, now you will know the sweet fragrance of the myrtle in your life. This is a day of transition, where you walk out with joy, knowing a sense of freedom and peace. So, receive His peace and walk free. The work that God has done in your life over these last weeks is not just a quick fix that will disappear. No, God promises you today that this work will last forever. So ask God to give you a confirming sign today of His work in your life. Look out for a God signature that confirms His commitment to you. God will communicate with you. So walk out with an expectation that God will give you a sign that this is the beginning of the rest of your life. I remember praying for a young man who was so filled with anxiety but needed to apply for a new job. He was terrified of making the wrong move and could not hear God. So we prayed together, and I encouraged him to look out for a sign from God to help him know that it was God who was leading him. He finally applied for a new job in London and was then called for interview and phoned us to pray, as he was still concerned that he may be making a wrong choice. So Gordon and I reminded him to look for his God signature. A few hours later, he phoned excited and confident. He had got the job and was overjoyed. "Why are you so convinced it's the right move?" we asked. "Oh," he replied, "I forgot to mention that on my way to the company, as I stepped out of the underground train station, a man was in front of me pasting up a new billboard sign on the wall. The advert was huge, and this is what it read: time for change, time to move." So get ready for your God encounter and live the rest of your life on this pathway of peace. Let us pray one more time. Focus for confession. So as I enter this new season in my life, I know there is one constant. You are with me. Nothing can separate me from your love. I've been through tough times, but I've discovered no one satisfies me like you, Jesus. Today, I know I can overcome all fear and walk out with new tranquility and peace. Your love has pursued me. Your love has strengthened me. Your love has rescued me and made me secure. Thank you for the courage that makes me more than a conqueror. You have armed me for battle and secured me in your strength. I will stand firm, knowing I am loved and rest secure with my mind at peace. Thank you for this miracle. Amen.